This is episode 1787. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are getting ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. I want to congratulate you for arriving at the final day of our seven-part series we've been exploring this week on forgiveness. If you are just joining us, you can go back through the series and listen to the episodes on forgiveness, or you can stay right where you are as you discover a meditation technique you can do to help you forgive. Throughout this series, you've discovered different ways to approach forgiveness. In today's episode, you're going to go back through your week and become aware of how you did as you focused on forgiveness. Now, as I mentioned, if you're just joining us, you can still do this meditation technique. In fact, it's a powerful technique that I share in each and every final episode of a series. This is a technique that you could even do every evening before you go to bed. And what it does is it allows you to become aware of how you're living your life and how you're processing your emotions along the way. Too often, we don't allow ourselves to process our emotions. We may numb out. We may numb out because it can be too difficult or too painful to really face up to how we're feeling, or you may feel like you're just so busy, you don't really have time to stop and assess what's going on in your life, how you're living your life, the things happening. It's much easier just to press onward and allow distractions and overwhelm and all the things on your to-do list to take priority over how you're processing your emotions. So this kind of connection is one of the most important skills you could cultivate, because it's often this lack of inner awareness or lack of connection with yourself that doesn't allow you to truly connect with others. And when that happens, addictions are likely to set in. Compulsive behaviors, depression, anxiety, insomnia. These are just a few of the telltale signs of emotional disconnection. When you're not feeling connected emotionally, and that includes not even taking the time to consider forgiving others or thinking about, do you even have a grudge? What is this awful feeling you may feel constantly, day in and day out? It may be because you're not forgiving, that you are harboring a grudge, but you may not even be allowing yourself to process this or to even recognize what you're going through. So when you begin to connect more with yourself and to become aware of your emotions, you are better able to connect with others. And that entails not only forgiveness, but feeling compassion and empathy for others. So this is a very important skill, and I'm honored to share it with you today. If you'd like the full guided half-hour meditations, as always, you can find those on my Sipinom meditation app. You can try this app when you subscribe for 2 weeks free access. And that gives you access to the full app of over 1,700 guided meditations. And you receive a journal and a slowdown guide. Really valuable tools to help you explore a topic more deeply. The journal and guide is always customized to the weekly theme. So this week it's a forgiveness journal and a forgiveness slowdown guide with all the techniques there organized for you. Again, this is called the Sip and Om meditation app. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, you begin to relax your mind and your body. This powerful reflection. Think about the past week and think of some big wins you experienced, whether or not they had to do with forgiveness. Think of what happened this week that really lifted you up. And now think about a few times this week when you felt like you were really struggling. Maybe with a big challenge, maybe you were having a hard time forgiving. Maybe something else happened during the week that was difficult. Notice what that was. Now think about what you would have done differently this week. No judgment, no guilt. Just think about how you would redo the week if you had the chance. How you would improve upon how the week evolved. Being grateful for the way the week went, for the lessons and wisdom you've learned. But what would you do differently next time? Very nice. Now allow yourself simply to sit in stillness, to be. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's forgiveness meditation series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.